Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 1/27/2022. Patient's last name is Smith, first name is Donald, date of birth is 2/1/1950. Patient is a 71-year-old male who presents with complaint of sinus pressure, stuffy runny nose, and sore throat that has been ongoing for 1 week. He denies any fever, no nausea, and vomiting. Review of systems, HEENT, patient complaint of nasal stuffiness, denies any active nasal drainage, no ear pain or ear discharge or loss of hearing. He complained of sore throat, but no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented, with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to Augmentin and Levaquin. Weight is 250 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 154/86, pulse is 80, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, point tenderness to frontal and maxillary sinuses, nasal mucosa erythematous with no active exudate, oral mucosa pink and moist with no slight pharyngeal erythema, no postural lesions noted, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Patient was given dexamethasone 10 milligrams and Rucephin 500 milligrams IM, both were well tolerated. Prescription was given for Bactrim DS, 1 pill BID times 14 days, quantity 28. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Romero. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 8/9/1951. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Patient presents today for follow-up regarding his lab results, especially the CT scan. Patient is currently on oral antibiotics and reported being having feeling better with minimal abdominal pain, and his blood pressure today is already within normal limits. Review of systems, HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any loss of hearing, no ear drainage, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any eye pain or any blurred vision. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. GU patient denies any painful urination, no urgency or frequency. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vatoscine's allergies patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 173.2 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 149 over 58. Pulse is 73. Respiration 16. Temperature 96. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sound stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is allowed to orient times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient's labs were reviewed and his tendency to be diabetic is confirmed. And patient was alerted regarding that. His prostate was a little bit elevated, and he was also informed of that. He's currently on a regimen for this prostate enlargement. His CT scan showed evidence of cystitis. Patient is current and diverticulosis. Patient is currently on oral antibiotics. So today he did not have any prescription, but was told to continue his antihypertensive and antibiotic agents. Diagnosis: prediabetes, cystitis, BPH, and hyperlipidemia. Patient to continue with the current regimen and return to clinic in 3 months or as needed. Thank you.